So yesterday we began the afternoon with standing meditation, and I thought not to do that today, but if anybody would like to stand, of course, of course they're very welcome to. As I explained yesterday, standing is a very good antidote to sleepiness, and since people often feel a little bit sleepy after the meal, it can be helpful to have a group standing, but today it's up to you. If you want to stand, that's fine. If you prefer to sit, that's fine. Important thing is to try to notice if you're a bit sleepy, a bit drowsy. And if you notice that you are, then it's good to put effort into avoiding just drifting off. So sometimes just opening the eyes is sufficient. Yes, opening your eyes wide, even though at those times it's often the last thing that you want to do. If you're feeling sleepy, you just want to go to sleep. And sometimes it can seem like the most difficult thing in the whole world to open your eyes. So that's one strategy, and then of course standing up is another very helpful way of just bringing a bit of energy, a bit of vigor into your practice. I'm thinking about the different kinds of desire for sense pleasures, desire for to exist, and the desire not to exist, the vipava tanha. Probably some of you are familiar with that expression. It's just the desire to not exist, and that can be very dominant after the meal in the meditation, just sort of... So watch out for that. It's not a skillful mind state. But sometimes it takes us a while to recognize it and to feel ready to do something about it. Anyway, I'm very conscious that this is the last session that we have together, and very conscious of all the things that I would like to talk about, but it just isn't going to be time to talk about all of them. one or two things I'd like to do before the end of the afternoon. One is to have another, perhaps a slightly shorter Q&A, question and answer session, to tie up any loose ends, answer all the questions once and for all. And also to give an opportunity for those of you who feel ready and interested in determining the five precepts. We can do that formally, and those of you who would like to join in formally can do that. And if you prefer just to watch and listen, that's absolutely fine too. So I thought probably after the Q&A we'll do that. So a bit later on in the afternoon. And then also to have like a kind of dedication where we share the blessings of our practice. You know, the merits is a word that's sometimes used. I find that not such an easy word, merit, but I call it blessings, sharing the blessings, the fruits of our time together. So those are the main things, and we'll just see what else arises. I mean, I'd also love to talk about saving the planet and things like that, but let's see. I think for now probably the most useful thing is for us just to sit quietly together. And keeping the breath as a kind of reference point, but to more contemplate the position of the silent watcher, you know, that capacity that each of us has to stand back and watch what's happening in the mind, notice what's happening in the mind. And in Buddhism, the mind is one of the senses. So we have eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. The capacity to recognize what's going on in the mind, to recognize the thoughts we're having, to recognize the mood we're in, to recognize presence or absence of any of the hindrances, thinking, planning, and all the rest of it. And normally, you know, before we come to practice, we're so identified with the thoughts that it doesn't occur to us that we can actually stand back and watch them. But the encouragement is to do just that, and to notice noticing how they change, beginning to question your identity with them. You know, is this really me? Am I really my thoughts, my moods, my ideas, my grand plans? Or are these things that just kind of almost happen by themselves? So this is an interesting thing to contemplate. So I thought for this afternoon, rather than being so concerned with keeping with every single breath, you know, just from time to time just stand back, take the awareness around the body, take the awareness into the mind and see what's going on in here. And if you find that you're getting swept away on some thought or plan or worry or concern, then that's the time to just say, oops, okay, come back to the breath. You know, where am I? What? And just to re-establish that present moment awareness. I always see the in-breath as a kind of gathering of the energy breath. So a good antidote to sleepiness is focusing on really breathing in. And then the out-breath is a kind of letting go and relaxing breath. You know, so there's a lot of thinking, a lot of concern and worry. Just there's lovely, lovely, long, easeful, relaxing exhalations can be very handy. So, you know, if your mind is rather restless, then just coming from time to time to the breath can be helpful just for gathering the awareness once more. So let's sit quietly for a bit. Make sure you're still present. The mind hasn't slipped away into something in the future or the past. It's deeply rooted, connected with this moment, this breath, this body, the mind itself. How is it? How is it right now?